this morning.
People addicted to food? Are they addicted to sex in the same way they are addicted to drugs or alcohol or gambling? We hear this morning on the phone in greed and lust. Are they sins or addictions? Paul is still with us, psychotherapist, and also Darren's in Cheltenham. And morning, Darren. Thanks for hanging on. Simon's in Mill Hill. Simon's an addictions counsellor. Good morning, Simon. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good, thank you.
Yeah, and Richard is in Blandford. Hello, Richard.
Hi.
And also we have, calling from Northern Ireland, some Newtownards, that's right, Newtownards. Paul, you have your doubts, Paul, about all this, don't you?
Yeah, I think they're just weak people. I don't think there's any such thing as an addiction. If you don't want to do something, you just don't do it.
What about alcoholism or drug addiction?
No, my father-in-law died of alcohol abuse, which I think was just weak-minded and selfish, it's not caring enough for other people around you.
But if you have to drink, if you get up in the morning, you have to have a drink. Oh, well, let's not talk about drink. We're not doing that. But if you certainly don't believe in sex addiction. Let's start there.
Definitely not. I think using Tiger Woods as an example, I think he just used his money and wealth, his wealth and his fame to get whoever he wanted, really.
But why was this? This is compulsive behaviour. Surely. Destructive, ultimately.
Just because he can. Just because he can, because he wants to, because they've got so much money and wealth and they can try anything they want to try.
Simon, what would you say to Paul?
I would obviously come at it from completely the opposite angle. As I said, I'm an addictions counsellor. I've worked in this field for a few years. I'm accredited by the Federation of Drug and Alcohol Professionals. I'm also an examiner for them. So I've done a lot of study and research into this.
Have you treated sex addicts?
I have and do on a fairly regular basis treat sex addicts and eating disorders. And actually, they seem to be the highest number of inquiries I get at the moment are from those two categories rather than drugs and alcohol. I mean, they're obviously still around as well, but I seem to be getting more and more inquiries from those two categories. And I certainly do believe they are addictions. The behaviours and the reasons and sort of everything they present are pretty much identical to the behaviours, thought patterns and feelings and lack of coping mechanisms as those shown by any other addict. And I think unless you actually treat the underlying illness, and I do believe it is a mental illness, people will put down one substance or behaviour or drug of choice, as we call it, and pick up another. So you'll put down alcohol, you'll pick up drugs. You put down drugs, you'll pick up shopping. Put down shopping, pick up sex.
So Elton John, of course, famously gave up drink and drugs, but he's got a fantastic, collection of shoes.
Absolutely.
And
he may well. I mean, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting him, so far be it for me to make any sort of diagnosis. But he may well have cross-addicted into a shopping addiction.
Who knows? Yes,
it's perfectly feasible. It happens all the time.
Cross addiction. I'm writing that down. Richard in Blandford. Morning, Richard.
Morning.
Go on, Richard.
Well, I just sympathise with people that are overweight, but I just wondered why, if they say it's a disease, why you never see overweight people in the poorer countries.
And I suppose you could apply the same thing, Simon, in Mill Hill, to other addictions. Why do they seem to be peculiarly first world, if that's still a current expression, Western world phenomenon?
I'm not sure they are. I mean, some of it is down to availability, obviously. Mm. If we look at America, which I know, is the furthest away from a third world country you can possibly look at. But if we look at America in terms of research and attitude towards addiction, they're way ahead of us. In any medical terms, they're usually way ahead of us, and we're always playing catch-up. The American Psychiatric Association views alcoholism as a mental illness. Now, all, you know, you can take any other addiction. If you look at cross addiction, it would follow that drug addiction or any other form of addiction is exactly the same as alcoholism. And actually, when I've run a rehab in the past, and we do group therapy at the moment, I have a private practice where I just see people on a one-to-one basis. But when I run groups, I'll have a group with an anorexic in there, with an alcoholic, with a drug addict, with a compulsive gambler.
And there's common ground. Common
and
ground.
And we keep them... Sorry?
It's common ground, is there?
Absolutely. We treat them in exactly the same way, and they all identify with each other. And the underlying problem with addiction, and it affects approximately 10% of people in this country, is people don't have the ability to process their feelings in, I was going to say a normal, but that's not fair, in a productive
manner. What's the most unusual addiction that you've come across?
Very, very specific eating disorders.
Right.
For somebody that may have, you know, literally only had Coca-Cola and an egg.
Okay. What about people who can't, I'm a soap addict. Is that a trite thing to say? Could somebody?
Yeah, I've never come across anything like that. Basically, it has to be mood altering.
Mood altering.
The reason that people take a substance or get involved with a behavior, an addictive behavior, is to change their mood because they can't handle their feelings in an appropriate manner.
Right, I'm going to come back to Paula in a minute, stay with us, but let me bring in Peter as well,